Shalom, everybody! In Parashas Vayeshev, we hear, of course, about the terribly challenging episode of Yosef and the brothers. And this whole story, with all of its pain and with all of its complexity, is mentioned in a piyut, in a tefillah poem called Eila Ezkira. Eila Ezkira is a piyut that is read, depending on your nusach. It's read on Yom Kippur in the Musaf. And it's also in the Musaf, a repetition of Musaf. And it's also, according to some traditions, read on Tisha B'Av. It's a piyut which describes the Asara Haruge Malchus, the 10 tragic stories of the martyrs who died al Kiddush Hashem during the days of the Mishnah. And in that piyut, we hear how these martyrs were put to death because of the story of Yosef and his brothers. And the piyut describes how Yosef was sold by the brothers, Be'ad na'alaim nisanuhu. Yosef was sold for shoes. And that's why the Asara Haruge Malchus were punished. What does that mean? Where are shoes mentioned in the story of the sale of Yosef? Now, it happens to be that when the Torah in Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Chavches, describes the Midianim who passed by and bought Yosef from the brothers, on that Pasuk, the Targum Yerushalmi, also known as the Targum Yonasan, says that they pulled Yosef, the Midianim pulled Yosef out of the pit and sold him to the Yishma'elim for 20 silver coins, and with that money, Zvano Minhon Sandalin. They bought shoes with that money. And again, the question is the same: where do we hear about shoes? This question is asked by Rav Baruch Epstein. Rav Baruch Epstein was murdered in the Holocaust in 1941. He is the author of the Torah Tamima on the Chumash, but he does not ask this question there. Rather, this question regarding what shoes have to do with the sale of Yosef, he asks it in his Perush on the Siddur called Baruch Sheamar, and it is there in the Sefer Baruch Sheamar in the Yom Kippur section that Rav Epstein offers the following beautiful explanation. The Navi Amos in Perek Beis Pasuk Vav gives a very harsh nevuah about the destruction of Yehuda, the southern kingdom in Eretz Yisrael. And Amos says that one of the reasons that Yehuda will be destroyed is Al Mikram Bakesef Tzadik, because they sell righteous people for silver, the Evyon Ba'avur Na'alaim, and they sell needy people for shoes. What does that mean? Many Mefarshim explain that pasuk in different ways. Rav Baruch Epstein explains the piyut, which says that Yosef was sold for shoes, and he explains this pasuk in Amos, al michram bakesef tzadik ve'evyon bavur na'alaim. He explains it all in relation to the sale of Yosef from the brothers and by the brothers. Rav Epstein says that in the very beginning of the story of Yosef and his brothers, when Yaakov sent Yosef to check on his brothers, the Torah says in Perek Lamed Zayin Pasuk Yudches, Vayir'u oso me'rachok, the brothers saw Yosef from a distance, they saw him from afar. And Rav Epstein says, what does that mean? What distance did they see? Rav Epstein says that the brothers saw that the evil Yeravam ben Nevat was going to be a descendant of Yosef in a long while, in a distance. They saw in the distance that Yeravam ben Nevat was going to come from Yosef, from Ephraim. And the brothers saw this, and they saw what Yeravam was going to do to cause trouble and pain to Bnei Yisrael, and that is why they sold Yosef. One of the decrees that Yeravam enacted as king of Yisrael is recorded in Sefer Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Beis. Yeravam did not allow Jews from the northern kingdom to go on Aliyah LaRegel to Yerushalayim to serve Hashem. The Jews were not able to go to Yerushalayim. And the Gemara in Maseches Chagiga Daf Gimel Amar Aleph quotes a pasuk from Shir HaShirim, Perek Zayin Pasuk Beis. The pasuk says, Ma yafu pa'amayich ban alim bas nadiv. How beautiful are your footsteps in shoes, O prince's daughters. And the Gemara says that that refers to the Jews making Aliyah LaRegel. Their feet are so beautiful when they use them to go to Yerushalayim and serve Hashem. And that, says Rav Baruch Epstein, is what is happening with the brothers and Yosef and with the piyut that links Yosef's sale for shoes. the brothers saw that Yeravam ben Nevat would come from Yosef, and it was Yeravam ben Nevat who would decree in the future that those beautiful shoes would not be able to serve Hashem in Yerushalayim. So they sold him for those shoes. They sold him because of the shoes that in the future would not be able to serve Hashem. Of course, they were wrong. Hashem looks at each one of us where we are at this moment, and we don't get punished based on what we'll be doing down the road. And that's exactly what we remember in the piyut. Al michram bakesef tzadik ve'evyon ba'avur na'alayim. They sold Yosef because of the future shoes that would be prevented from serving Hashem in Yerushalayim because of Yeravam ben Nevat. It's certainly a terrible tragedy what they did, and it's certainly a tragedy that we must remember on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av. Have an amazing day, everyone!